بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. From the words of Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he stated that whoever opposes the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then it's inevitable that he will follow conjecture and what the self desires. That he will follow conjecture and what the self desires. As Allah stated concerning the mushriks who worshipped Al-Lat and Al-Uzza, Allah described them in Surah Al-Najm, verse 23. قال الله تعالى إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنْفُسِ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَى إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَهْوَى الْأَنْفُسِ وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَى. Surah Al-Najm, verse 23. They follow but a guess and that which they themselves desire, whereas there has surely come to them the guidance from their Lord. And this is in the collection of Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 13, page 67. And he, rahimahullah, said that the seizing knockdown by the jinn to the ins is due to three reasons. Is it due to three reasons? Sometimes the jinni loves the person, and so he knocks him down in seizure in order to enjoy him. And this type is kinder than others and easier than other types. And sometimes it is that the insi, the human, may have caused harm to the jinni, like urinating on them or pouring hot water on them, or may have killed some of them or the like from the harm. And this is the most intense of knockdown seizure, and many times they kill the knocked down from the ins. And sometimes the third type is this seizure could be like the vainness, as the vainness of the foolish humans to the passengers or to the wayfarers on the road. This is the, or these are the three causes by which the, or due to which the jinni may knock down in seizure the insi. And this is in his collection, volume 13, page 82. And then he, rahimahullah, said, if the slave of Allah finds defect concerning the rights of his kinship and his family and his children and his neighbors and his brothers, then he should resort to invoking Allah for them, making dua for them, and making istighfar for them. قال حذيفة بن اليمان, حذيفة بن اليمان رضي الله تعالى عنه, said to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, إن لي لسانا ضربا على أهلي, I have a tongue that is sharp on my family. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم admonished him by saying, أين أنت من الاستغفار؟ Where are you from istighfar, meaning seeking istighfar, forgiveness? إني لا أستغفر الله, for indeed I seek the forgiveness of Allah in the day, في اليوم أكثر من 70 مرة, more than 70 times. This is in a collection of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, volume 11, page 698.